Maaser Sheni Perk Hey Mishnah Yud Aleph Kechol Mitzvah Asher Tzivisani. The Mishnah continues. Part of the vidoy is like all the mitzvahs that you commanded me. The Mishnah is Medayik. Ka im hiktim Maaser Sheni Lerishon Eni Ochelus Vadus. What this means is that I performed all the mitzvahs like you commanded me, but if a person was makdim and he took off Maaser Sheni before he took off Maaser Rishon, he cannot do vidoy. Now the Taisi Center brings up, we've had this in Shumas in the third parak Mishnah Vav, where if a person is makdim Maaser Sheni leMaaser Rishon, Masha Aso Asoi, what he did is done, meaning b'diavad it's okay. So here you see, though, even though it's b'diavad okay, you still lose out on not being able to have the mitzvah of vidui. You can't say vidui anymore. Mishnah continues, lo avarti mi mitzvah secha. I did not transgress your mitzvahs. What's that referring to? The Mishnah tells us, lo frashti mi min al sheinu mino. I was not mafrish from one species to another species. Velo min atalash ala mechubar, velo min amechubar ala atalash. Or I also was not mafrish from something that was detached to something that was attached, or vice versa. Velo min achadash ala yashan, velo min ayashan ala chadash. And also from something that's new, the new crops versus the old crops, meaning this year's crops onto the previous year's crops. And the older crops, last year's crops onto the newer crops. You know how to be mafresh from one onto the other. And the last part is that I didn't forget. That's part of the pasuk. So what is that referring to? I didn't forget to make a bracha on the hafrasha, on being mafresh truma, and also maaser rishon and sheni and maaser ani, and also by being paid the maaser sheni and on chala. All these cases, the Rav says, we always make a bracha. And the one thing that the Mishnah also specifies is that we also are maskir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the bracha. So I didn't forget to do that. So what is the halacha? Is that ma'akiv? Because remember, in the beginning of the Mishnah, beginning of this Mishnah, speaks about that it's ma'akiv, that if you're makdim Maaser Sheni Lerishon, you're not allowed to do vidui. But then the Mishnah doesn't tell us in the middle or the end of the Mishnah here what's the halacha. So the Mishnah Rishayna actually says that the reason that the Mishnah had to tell us in the beginning that it's ma'akiv and you can't do vidui if you're makdim and you take off Maaser Sheni before Rishon is because there, like we had in the previous Mishnah, it's like we brought up earlier, that b'dieved, what you did is okay. That's why the Mishnah had to tell us that you're not able to do vidui on that. Because you would think that I could still do vidoy, because l'maisa, even though I was mafresh maaser sheni before rishon, it's still okay. However, the middle cases of the Mishnah, talush on mechubor, or min, m'she'enu mino, all these cases, there even b'diyeved, it's not truma. So we didn't even have to tell you that the vidoy is not ma'akiv. But what about the last case about making a bracha? There, the Mishnah Rishonah says, you're allowed to say vidoy, even if you did forget. Because there, the Mishnah would have went out of its way, just like it went out of its way in the beginning of the Mishnah, where you're makdim that b'di'evet, if you're makdim Maaser Sheni Lerishon, it's a good hafrasha, so the Mishnah had to go out of its way and say, no, it's ein yochel hisvados. It would have said the same thing over here, because here, brachas, only lechatchili you have to be brachas, b'di'evet, of course, you're yoytze, and it's a good hafrasha. So by the fact that it doesn't mention, zok the Mishnah Rishonah, that by brachas, if you don't make a bracha while you take off trumas and maisas and all these things, you can still do vidui. That's what he says. And also, if you want to look, there's a whole sugya here the Taisi Center brings about brachas, whether or not a bracha that doesn't have malchus, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but melech ha'olam, is that called a bracha or not? It's a sugya in brachas, and it's nageh to the end of this Mishnah, because it doesn't mention malchus. It just says, lo shechachtim levarechom lahaskir shimcha olav, just Hashem's name, but it doesn't refer to malchus. But you can look at the Taisi Center on this.